Welcome to Return to Life, weekly inspirational and empowering conversations on a variety of topics regarding everything health, wellness, meditation, and movement, guiding you to discover the peace that resides inside of you and help you live a balanced and blissful life. It's time to return to life. Here's your host, inspirational speaker, meditation and yoga teacher, and spiritual coach, Pam Butler.
Good morning and welcome to Return to Life. I'm Pam Butler. Sorry for the delay this morning, technical difficulties, but we're ready to go. You're listening to the Return to Life radio show on Vivid Life Radio, and that's at vividlife.me. But first, I want to give a shout out to the Vivid Life founder and producer of this show, Shane Travis. Thank you, Shane, for welcoming me into the Vivid Life family. I'm so honored to introduce my very first guest on Return to Life, Amanda Rignalda. Amanda has become such a dear friend of mine. I've known her for about 4 years now after I attended one of the Chopra Center's signature events, Seduction of Spirit. When she and I spoke a few days ago about the topics of today's show, Amanda reminded me of our first conversation, where I said to her, I think I really want to get into teaching. Well, here I am. I put it out to the universe, and my path was laid out for me. And I have to say, Amanda plays such an important role in my teacher's path. Every time I see Amanda step on stage, she shines so bright as she shares the gifts of her teachings. You can tell that she is living in her Dharma. She's such a beautiful soul. So Amanda is the lead educator at the Chopra Center for Wellbeing in Carlsbad, California, and she serves as host for many of the center's live events. She also serves a leadership role as the Chopra Center's Vice President of Client Services and Operations, where she guides and collaborates with the center's staff to fulfill Deepak's mission of mass mindfulness. So please join me in welcoming Amanda Rignalda to the show.
Hello. Hi, there, Pam.
Good morning. Hi. Thank you for getting up bright and early California time.
Oh, of course. It's wonderful to be with you here and part of this new adventure of yours and ours. And hello to all of our listeners. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you. So, Amanda, my first question. We all know that life can get messy and complicated for all of us at times. So what were some of the events or obstacles that made life difficult or challenging for you?
Yes, we do all have similar stories, don't we? And that's such an important reason of why we should share them with each other. Because no matter what story, there's always something similar in our own. So I grew up in Lake Tahoe, Nevada, and I moved to Washington, D.C. in my early 20s with my former husband. And we married really young, and we had a very, very difficult, disconnected, very tumultuous, and at even times abusive relationship. I had in D.C. no other friends or family living near me, coming from the West Coast and moving to the East, and I was completely alone. And after living there for 6 months, 9/11 happened, and we were living in an apartment right outside the Pentagon at that time. And it was an extremely difficult time in that area after the fallout and all the various things that were happening in that time. Some of us, I'm sure, remember the various things in addition to just 9/11 that were going on at that time. And so while I was living there, my life and my self-worth really spiraled downward. I was terribly alone. I was depressed, fearful, filled with anxiety. I was way out of balance, which now I know what balance even is. And at that time, I don't think I even realized what that was. And it definitely was the absolute worst time of my life. And about five years prior to this time, I was at a family reunion, and I was taught to meditate by a distant uncle, someone I didn't know very well at all. And in the few minutes of our conversation, he taught me some meditation techniques and what it's done for him and what it could do for me. And that forever had an impact on my life. so there I was, you know, 5 years later, in this very, very dark time, and I was trying to make myself feel better. You know what we do? We just search. We search and search, and we reach out, you know, to various books, to teachers, finding a therapist, meeting new people, tried to get myself involved in different projects, just everything I could come up with to try to bring some sort of structure, foundation, and most importantly, a little bit of joy. And none of that was working. And so finally I remembered that meditation practice that Uncle Eddie had taught me, and I took it on, and I started doing it somewhat regularly, and I figured I had nothing to lose. I might as well try it. And that practice really, upon bringing it into my life, it immediately gave me this glimmer of peace. And more importantly, a feeling of connection that I had never felt before. Mm. And I didn't know what I was connecting to exactly. I just knew that it felt really good.
Mm-hmm.
So I kept going with it. And I just told myself, if there's nothing else you can do, just keep doing this. You've got to do something. And right. So I decided at that point also to go back to school. For many of us, of course, when we find ourselves in a situation where we don't know what else to do to bring us to that connection, we will reach out, you know, to go back to school. So I went back to school. With that, I needed a part-time job in the afternoons after school. So I opened up the paper, because that's what you did back in those days, and opened up the paper and looked at different ads and found this position for a nanny. Now, what's funny is that I had absolutely no experience with children, and I don't know why I applied. And more importantly, I don't know why she hired me, but she did.
Right.
And her name is Karen, and I came into this family, which was very much what I needed. I needed some love. I needed some unity. I needed some good food. I needed some connection to people, and I needed that warmth. And they very much brought all of that into my life. And also what Karen brought into my life was the practice, a deeper practice of meditation, yoga, Ayurveda. She was a yoga practitioner. She had a beautiful yoga studio. She had this huge library of all the books of Deepak and David and Wayne Dyer and Marianne Williamson and Eckhart Tolle and all the teachers that we know and love. And she started opening me up to all of these conversations and this awareness, and much more importantly, the practice. So I just started practicing and practicing and finding, especially in Shavasana, that's the resting pose for those that aren't practicing yogis. There's a resting pose at the end. You just lay down flat.
I think that's probably the most desirable pose for most people. Most of our listeners, I'm sure, can relate to the Shavasana pose. And Amanda,
exactly.
I love your story so much. And it reminds me of the quote from our friend Deepak Chopra. Even when you think you have your life mapped out, things happen that shape your destiny in ways that you might not have ever imagined.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to take this opportunity to go into a quick break. You're listening to Return to Life with Pam Butler. My guest today is Amanda Rignalda, lead educator at the Chopra Center for Wellbeing. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and after the break, we'll be discussing more about Amanda's story and then how she made her shift and began to rewrite her story. Amanda will also share some specific tools that may help our listeners make their shift in their own lives. So please stay with us.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me. When we are young, we are taught how to walk and talk and read and write, but we aren't taught what to do when life feels insurmountable. Inspirational speaker, meditation and yoga teacher, and spiritual coach Pam Butler guides you to heal emotional anxiety, create mental clarity and calmness, relax the mind, center attention, and sharpen concentration. Book a session with Pam today and learn how to reclaim your inner peace by connecting the mind, body, and spirit. Log on to www.returntolife.com. That's www.returntolife.com to book your session and learn to love life again.
Celebrate!
Are you ready to do something completely amazing for yourself? Spend a weekend with some of the world's most renowned and powerful spiritual teachers. Nourish your soul, enrich your life, honor your spirit, and celebrate you at a Celebrate Your Life conference. Attend powerful, life-changing workshops that will bring you more love, healing, and transformation than you can possibly imagine. Register now. Visit www.celebrateyourlife.org. That's www.celebrateyourlife.org.
You're listening to Vivid Life Radio Talk Radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.
Welcome back to Return to Life Radio Show. I'm Pam Butler, and I'm talking today with Amanda Rignado, who's sharing with us her story, messy moments and all. So, Amanda, can you please continue to share your story and then lead us into your aha moment, the time that you realized when you didn't want this story to define you?
Yes. Yeah, so I started, continued practicing yoga and meditation with this lovely family and this woman, Karen, and finding my bliss, finding my joy, finding connection, finding quiet within Shavasana, within the other poses as well, but especially in those really quiet, still times. And I absolutely loved it. It was everything. It started to just make sense. And I don't even know how it all makes sense exactly, but it does because it's that internal connection that's starting to happen. So I just kept going. I kept going. I loved it so much. I kept practicing, ended up a few years later moving back to the West Coast, moving here to San Diego, decided to dive in even deeper and went into a full-on month-long teacher training at an ashram, which is a spiritual community. And I went to the Shivananda Ashram in Northern California and continued to deepen my studies and learn so much more about this world. And really at that time, it only took maybe 2 days at the ashram to know that this is definitely what I would spend the rest of my life doing. The conversation I continue to have and the work that I continue to be part of sharing. Because I knew that if it did this for me, if it helped me in this way, it's got to help others in this way. And I have been so lucky to see that tens of thousands, if not more, people that I've crossed paths with have definitely been touched and moved and inspired to a happier, more whole, more balanced, more joyful life, just like I have.
That's amazing. That's awesome. So when you started to make this shift and rewrite your stories, what were some of the things that you learned? You know, as you look back now, what can you see?
What I definitely saw, what I learned, what my aha moment was that everything I was looking for to find fulfillment, connection, joy in life was outside of me. And as cliche and kind of redundant as that is, it was true. You know, I was looking for better partnership and better communication there. I was looking for the right home. I thought maybe moving to a new city would help, getting the right job, even a certain car. Even, you know, it sounds silly, but we think of even our clothing and our circumstances like that. You know, sometimes there's silly things that we think, like the Lululemon outfit is better than the other outfit for
right.
yoga. You know, we get consumed with these thoughts. And what I finally realized that I was never going to find that joy outside of me. Not, it's all impermanent. Yeah, that new car is great for like 3 months. And after that, it's dirty like the rest of the cars and you're running around to work and back. And it's just like anything else in life. So I really learned that everything I needed, everything I'll ever need, limitless resources are within all of us. And as much as I'd heard that before, I'd read that before, I didn't know how to find that. I really didn't. And so with these practices, I started to not only just have that as a concept in my mind, but a reality in my heart, in my soul, in my life, deep, deep within. I felt that joy.
So would you,
I just felt that peace.
Would you say that meditation was the starting point or the tipping point for that discovery?
Yes, definitely. I think that starting out with Shavasana and then moving into a meditation practice at first, as you know from your meditation practice, I'm sure when you first practice, there's so much busyness in the mind and you just think, like, I could be spending my time doing something else that would be more productive. But in fact, it's not. It's not at all. Even if you're sitting there with the busy mind, you're very much coming back to that center point. And most importantly, you're coming back to who and what you truly are, because this life is impermanent. This body is impermanent. These thoughts are impermanent. These relationships are impermanent. But what is permanent is our spirit. And when we can basically just hang out with ourselves as spirit more of our day, ideally 20 or 30 minutes in the morning, 20 or 30 minutes at night, if we can do that within no time, we really start to feel the difference. We can't even explain it. Like I said earlier, you don't even know how to put your finger on it necessarily, but you feel it. And you feel it permeate through your entire life.
Wow. That's awesome. So you have mentioned, I mean, that it's so true. It's so true that just that sitting and that being. And I think for a lot of the listeners, a lot of the students that I come across, you know, that's the most challenging part, is just to sit and be comfortable, because it is uncomfortable. So finding a comfortable space in the uncomfortableness of that is a great first step. So
we're not taught that, you know. I'm sorry.
No.
Interrupt you, but just to say, you know, we're not taught that, especially in the West. We're not taught that sitting there doing nothing is productive. We're actually taught quite the contrary. Deprogramming. It's deprogramming and of, you know, society's direction of constantly being goal-oriented and, you know, in every interview you'll ever go to, you know, what's your 5-year, 10-year plan? Like, that's just the world we live in. And there's a value in that, but there's also value in doing nothing.
Absolutely. So can you give our listeners some tools or some tips?
Sure. I was teaching at our silent retreat last week and had this a similar conversation with our group and determined 5 points, 5 simple steps to connect within, to follow your bliss, as we could say.
Right.
So I'll share those. So first, prime your vessel. You know, and what I mean by that is cultivate more joy in your life. Like, just do things. Get out there and do things intentionally that are bringing you more joy. So some of those examples, simple examples, go enjoy the sunset more. Build out your garden that you've always been wanting to. Get back into nature. See those movies that you've been wanting to watch for a while now and you've got on some list somewhere. Get back into dancing again, or cooking, or playing with your kids, or somebody else's kids, or pets, or whatever it is that is just simple. It doesn't take a lot of planning, a lot of doing, doesn't take a lot of money. You can just add these, intentionally add these joyful aspects to your life. Sounds very easy, but so many of us get caught up in the to-dos that we forget to do these things.
Right.
Choose things, you know, choose doing more things in your life that bring you a good feeling, like getting a massage or going to a yoga class, going for a run, a hot bath, leisure reading, you know, sunbathing, eating clean food. The list could go on and on. Again, just simple things that make you feel really good. So you're preparing, you're prepping, you're priming your physical body and your mind to be more joyful, to be more filled with things that make you happy. The second tip is a very important one and a lifelong practice of embracing uncertainty. So what that means is that, as I mentioned a little while ago, you know, life is impermanent. Everything is impermanent. The people around us, all of our experiences within and without, they're impermanent. And so when we can really find a way to be okay with that. It's that attachment that makes life full of suffering. You know, whether it's losing our job or losing a loved one or needing to move or not being able to pursue something that we've wanted because something else has come up. These obstacles present themselves, and it's uncertainty, but trusting, leaning into, and believing in the fact that everything really is working out exactly as it should. I can look back, and I'm guessing you can too, Pam, into your life and see so many synchronicities that were perfectly timed. So number three, yeah.
Well, listen. We are only going to have time for two of your tips today. But
okay.
I would like to ask you to come back as a guest at another time so that we can continue the conversation. Because, Amanda, you have so much to share, so much wisdom, so much knowledge, such a beautiful soul to share with all of us. And I thank you for your wisdom. So
sure.
If we can begin to wrap up and then have Amanda come back at another time, I would be so
I can just say them very, very briefly. It's just a feel completion. Number three is meditation. Number four is a gratitude journal. And number five is performing service, volunteering, getting out there. That's it.
Beautiful, beautiful. I love each and every one of them, and I hope that our listeners will follow through. So you can find Amanda hosting and or teaching one of the many Chopra live events. You can visit Chopra.com, or you can visit her personal Facebook page, Amanda Rignalda. And on a side note, I'd like to mention, Amanda is a lifelong animal lover, and she always felt especially deep connection and soulful connection to dogs. So after discovering a passion for the practices of Ayurveda, later in life, Amanda began exploring ways the timeless life wisdom could support vibrant health, balance for dogs, too. She has funded a nonprofit organization called Soul Play Mates, which focuses on dog well-being, rescue, and animal advocacy. So please join her and like her Facebook community page, Soul Play Mates. Thank you so much, Amanda, for sharing all of your wisdom with us this morning. Next week, my guest will be Barbara Schmidt, founder of Peaceful Mind, Peaceful Life, and the author of The Practice. Barbara is a beautiful woman whose teaching helped to inspire and empower you to live from within. So please join me next Thursday at 11 a.m. For now, this is Pam Butler. Thank you for listening to my debut show, Return to Life, on vividlife.me. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you for listening to Return to Life with Pam Butler. As we all know, stress has become an epidemic in our society, contributing to more diseases in our bodies. Listen each week as Pam shares easy and practical information and tools to connect your mind, body, and spirit and return to a life that is more balanced and blissful than ever before.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me.
When we are young, we are taught how to walk and talk and read and write, but we aren't taught what to do when life feels insurmountable. Inspirational speaker, meditation and yoga teacher, and spiritual coach Pam Butler guides you to heal emotional anxiety, create mental clarity and calmness, relax the mind, center attention, and sharpen concentration. Book a session with Pam today and learn how to reclaim your inner peace by connecting the mind, body, and spirit. Log on to www.returntolife.com. That's www.returntolife.com to book your session and learn to love life again.
You're listening to Vivid Life Radio Talk Radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds,
sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.